The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to see you.
A lot of people will have heard the term catfishing and wonder what the hell that is all about.
Yes, I think so, because there's quite a little bit in the media at the moment and very few people, you know, perhaps are aware of it. I think a pair like the Two Johnnies have done some very good podcasts on it, revealing some of their own sort of experience with it. So it has really helped. But just for clarity, catfishing is about online deception. It's where someone creates a false identity, often using fake photos or misleading information. And they do it to trick people into forming a kind of a bond with them or a relationship with them. It's not always romantic, but it often is romantic. And I think we think about it for money because, you know, we've heard about the Tinder Swindler. You know, that's one of a very good show that pointed to the vulnerability of people and how easily one can sort of make that connection and believe what they are being told and then find themselves, you know, committing money to the situation or whatever.
On dating
it's not
sites,
always just money.
On dating sites, if someone is being catfished by another individual, I mean, the game would be up. Presuming it's not about money. It's about kind of imagining having a date with somebody,
indeed,
blah, 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 exploiting them, in other words. The game would be up once they met. Because you say, that's not the person I
exactly,
swiped
but they
on.
Don't meet you. They tend, that is really a key part of it. They tend not to meet you. They kind of make up the identity. They kind of, they tell you all sorts of stories to link you in. They're very good, you know, very good listeners, very good at picking up on all the cues, very good at making that bond. They tend to have a low kind of a threshold, obviously, in terms of any ethical or kind of feeling of, you know, any moral obligation, you know. So they're playing with a different deck of cards than you are. That's really how I would see it. People who are involved in this kind of online, you know, fake identity and catfishing or any other kind of deception, they're quite specialist at it. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it is because I've met a number of people who've been caught in situations like this and they carry a lot of shame around it. And they feel they were kind of a bit thick, you know, a bit stupid. And their friends even are in some way kind of looking at them.
How would you fool by that?
How did you get caught? Oh. Smart man like you. How did you get caught?
Now, someone who is a smart man, the senior features writer for the Irish Independent,
correct,
John Maher, he was talking about this.
Yes, now that was quite interesting because kind of a slight little reversal of it in that his identity had been taken and used by another man, as it happened in the end. But an ex-girlfriend screenshotted something to let him know that he was on Tinder when she kind of knew he wasn't on Tinder. And for whatever reason, perhaps he's married now, I can't recall that piece, but he was not on Tinder or on this particular dating site. But she had come across him and she knew that it was possibly false. And he followed it up. And in the end, he met the guy. And what was interesting in this one was it was an Irish guy and he was using this John Mars identity.
Yeah.
And what really transpired when he met him was this was quite a sad guy who had found himself very lonely and he had used it for that reason, kind of slightly hiding behind the identity of another, but not for a very bad purpose.
Yeah,
not for money, not for...
It could never go anywhere in real life because, you know, clearly he's not John Maher.
No, and he was getting satisfaction, though, out of the contact, the connections, the conversations. And I suppose that points to the loneliness that can be around in, you know, in our sort of younger people's world, in our 30s and 40s, and people can be a little vulnerable and more vulnerable than they realise. Go ahead.
Now, the things you can watch out for that might alert you to the fact that you're being catfished.
Exactly, because there are things that people do that are, you know, unusual online and you need to be alert to it. I mean, obviously, if stories don't stack up, you know, if stories are too hard to believe, they probably are not true. For example, in the Two Johnnies story and in the Johnny B who was catfished, he went to meet this girl and about 10 minutes before he was due to meet her on two occasions, something extraordinary happened. Like I think her mother died or her auntie died or somebody was, and then suddenly she was in hospital, you know, it just made no sense. So when you find yourself noticing something that really makes you feel is this possibly true? You have to listen to that. Listen to that immediately, because you this person is expert at helping you not to listen to that. So they will quickly pick up that you are maybe wobbling, if you like, in your belief of them, and they will come in with other ways of controlling your reaction. And they do that often by having a little army of online friends, fictitious or not, not always real, who will comment and will comment in
buttress
a kind
the
of a,
illusion.
Exactly. Now support the story.
You talked at the beginning about sometimes it's all about money. It's about getting people to part with cash, which is criminal.
Yes, of course. And if that's the case, then it's more easily legislation. You know, we have legislation for that, but we don't have legislation for the other as yet, which is to, you know, for that online kind of fake identity where you really are just being duped in to a kind of liaison that. And I know people would say, well, why would you put up with that? You know, everybody will say, why did you think you were in a relationship if you were only in contact on the phone or only in contact? But people would give all sorts of good reasons. And it's just a stretching it out and saying, you know, and wanting to, and I want to meet you, but, you know, I've got tied up in this work thing now. And very valid, very kind of reasonable things. And it what it does is it keeps you on a string and it keeps you in their net, so to speak.
What is the damage to people who are
catfished? Huge damage. People really do feel, because this can go on. Also, that person often uses your story, the story of being with you. They may use that to augment themselves with somebody else. So what's happening? Your name is being used and your whole kind of, you know, this presumed relationship is being used and other people are being told about it, but you're not really in it and it's not real. The thing is, it leaves people feeling very... finding it very hard to trust, feeling embarrassed, as I said, that they've been caught out, but finding it very hard to trust others. They also, I think it can leave you feeling a little bit withdrawn and a little bit slow to try again. And I think that's very interesting when you meet very confident, successful people who find themselves exposed to this and they still find themselves embarrassed and pulling back from the world because of it.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.